Kumon Tutoring on Stray FM's Family Show.
So in Skipton and in Ilkley, there are Kumon centres where people, children, are coming to learn either maths or English. And it's done incredible things for people all over the world. But today I've come to Skipton and I'm here with the Skipton Kumon instructor, Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And I'm also with mum and daughter, Jackie and Molly. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
And hello, Molly.
Hi.
How old are you, Molly?
12.
And how long have you been coming to Kumon?
4 years.
When we first started, we were living between Austwick and Ingleton, and it was a 50-mile trip, you know, round-trip journey. It was worth the journey for us because Molly needed to do some extra maths. We found that at school she wasn't really doing enough, so we decided to do something extra. A lady recommended Kumon to me. We just decided to go along and see what it was all about, and then obviously we just started and we're still here now, 4 years later.
What was it? You said that Molly needed to do a bit more maths. Was it that she wasn't being challenged enough? Was it that she was struggling? What do you mean by she needed more of that?
We found that they weren't actually doing maths enough in school. We were just under the impression that kids at primary school did maths most days of the week, or at least maybe 3 times a week. We were lucky if she were doing it once or twice, so we just thought that she needed more to get ready for high school, basically.
Now, Molly, you are now 12, so am I right that you go to secondary school?
Yeah, Skipton Girls High.
And can you remember 4 years ago when you started doing Kumon?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Because it was quite easy maths I was doing, so it was just sort of refreshing stuff that I hadn't really done much of in primary school.
And did you feel like it was something you wanted to get better at?
Yeah, because I knew that if I was to go to high school with the level of maths that I was doing at primary school, I wouldn't be doing very well. And I'm really confident in maths now.
And Diane, I presume you remember when Molly first started?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. When I first assessed Molly, Mum said she lacked confidence in maths, and she did, because obviously when we first start with Kumon, we assess the child. When I assessed her, she was struggling with basic addition and subtraction. She lacked confidence with times tables. So I assessed her, and we started on very simple addition and subtraction. That's where she started. But in the 4 years, what I've seen her develop is just quite incredible. You know, her confidence, her academic ability in maths is amazing. Within a year, she was working at above a school level in maths. That's coming from a, you know, quite a low start point. But now she's in year eight at Skipton Girls, but she's actually working on what I would say is definitely GCSE level maths. So, you know, she's just a different girl from where she started.
For people who don't know what Kumon is and what the work entails, mm-hmm. How would you summarise how the system works and what Molly has to do on a daily basis?
Basically, it's a paper every day. The person just sits down for 20 minutes a day, maybe less, depending on the level that they're on. The parents mark it, they do the corrections, and then they attend class just once a week or twice a week if they feel that they need that. And then they just do a paper every day, and unfortunately for Molly, she has to do a paper every day, even when we're on holiday. That's just the way we are, because we just want her to finish the course, basically. That's what we'd really like.
And Molly, how do you feel about 20 minutes a day of doing Kumon?
I don't mind it, because I know it'll benefit me in higher level maths.
And this is a big question, which I imagine a lot of people ask you, but do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
No.
No idea?
Not really.
Not a mathematician?
No.
Now, I've also brought somebody into the room called Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How old are you?
10.
And you've also brought with you your younger brother, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
And you've got your dad, David. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you started, Catherine, on a free trial of Kumon, which they're running at the moment as well. You can start for 2 weeks, free of charge. And you started that a year ago. Should we ask your dad first, what was it that made you think, let's give this a go, let's give 2 weeks of Kumon a trial and see how it goes?
She was struggling at school. A friend of mine took their child to Kumon, and it seemed to work for them. So we thought we'd just come along and give it a trial.
And what was it that Catherine was specifically struggling with in school?
Maths. She's 2 years behind. and where now she's caught up.
Well, I was really struggling and I didn't feel like I wanted to do it.
And then you got to come along to Kumon and your dad thought this is a pretty good idea. And what's it been like since then?
Well, I don't ask anybody for, like, help anymore, and I usually finish before, like, everyone else. We had to, like, do a sheet, and then we had to, like, finish the work on the board, and I finished all that, and I've never done that before.
You finished first in your class?
Yes.
Amazing. When it comes to talking to other people who maybe have thought, I might do Kumon, I might give it a go. You decided to do Kumon because you heard it from somebody else. What would you say to people who are, you know, like you were a year ago, wondering whether to give it a go or not?
I'd just say come along and try it. I was very sceptical, like my friend was. His daughter goes to private school and she was at the bottom and now she's at the top, and that's to do with Kumon, and they're in small classes. And when he told me that, I thought, it sounds pretty good. We'll come along and have a go.
If you're wondering whether Kumon in Skipton or Ilkley could also answer your questions when it comes to your child's maths or English skills, then you're in luck, because right now they're offering a 2-week free trial, which includes an assessment to check exactly the level that your child is at, and then 2 weeks worth of work from Kumon, including visiting the centre once or twice a week.
Sarah, how do they get in contact with you at Ilkley?
If they ring me on 07429265858.
And Diane, how do they get in contact with you for Skipton?
Ring me on 01756 796615.
You can find all the information you need if you search online for Kumon Skipton or Kumon Ilkley. And Kumon, by the way, K-U-M-O-N, just in case you're wondering.
Kumon Tutoring on Stray FM's Family Show.